OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
EOTM Radio presents Classic City Records. This is Let's Face Reality, and I am DJ Team, and together we are the A-Team. Get with it or get left behind. Tune in every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to show your support at EOTMRadio.com.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your man, DJ Team. You know, we're back live one more time. You know what I mean? I know for y'all that don't know, we're going to be working on a new drop. I know you heard every other Wednesday at 10 p.m. Well, we actually changed that to 8 p.m. We're working on a new drop for that now. So just for y'all that didn't know, you know what I'm saying, make sure y'all stay tuned in every other Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today, we're going to be doing a couple interviews. We got Rosemary House from ATL. We're going to be interviewing Tacky Ad for a brief moment. We have other guests, special guests that's going to be talking. We have Ashley, Athens, Georgia representative. She's going to be doing some motivational segments in our show today. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned and enjoy the show. Night Riders in that track.
In that track.
Message, quit BS, hit me right back.
Tell me where you
everybody. How y'all doing out there today? Man, yes, man, 18, TL, what's going on?
Yeah, what it is.
You already know, man. We back once again, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to, just trying to keep everybody informed, tuning in what we got going on right now, man. We got Rosemary in the house today. You know what I mean? We're going to be doing an interview. You know what I'm saying? Rosemary, represent.
Here.
What's going on?
What's
How you doing today?
My name, Rose. You can hear?
It might be a sign of the time. Got a little technical difficulty. And actually, CL.
Yo.
What's good with your way, man? To get that straightened out.
Man, everything, man. Everything good, man.
That's what's up, man. In case y'all didn't know, man, everything, man, is crazy, man. We got Ashley, we got a new addition to Classic City Records. I'm gonna put that out there for I don't wanna breeze by that. Ashley, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How's it going?
Great. We're doing real good. Tell the world a little bit about yourself. You know, I just thought, you know, you're going to be a new part of our reality show, you know.
New addition.
New addition to Let's Face Reality.
That's right. My name is Ashley Harvey. I am living in Athens, Georgia currently right now. And right now I'm just being a mommy. I really don't have too much going, you know, that's really to brag on, which is good because I know, you know, a lot of us are like that right now. But you know, same old, just really trying to get the word out. You know, my biggest thing is just motivational speaking and, you know, really just wanting to lead, you know, young adults into the right direction, really. That's my thing.
Cool. I can dig it. By the way, you do got something to brag about, actually.
Yeah, hey, I do.
Welcome to the team.
I know. Yes. Thank you for having me aboard. Thank you.
No problem. That's something to brag about.
I know, right? You are right. I have been getting some bragging points lately for that. So, you know, what can I say?
Man, it's been. What is your main focus like? When you say you're trying to steer young folks in the right direction, what exactly are you aiming at?
Well, my main focus point really is for like minorities and, you know, people in poverty. You know, just speaking on. Being a parent, a single parent at that, and just, you know, talking and speaking on education, how important it is to go about and do what you have to do to, you know, better yourself, because at the end of the day, you know, it's your accomplishment that matters, not what other people could do for you. You have to do a lot of stuff for yourself. And it's just a lot of young women out here who don't really have the correct direction to give them, you know, whether they're not parents or if they are parents. And, you know, even the young girls that are not parents, you know, they always getting told not to have sex and not to do this, not to do that. But at the end of the day, you have to look at the reality. They're going to do what they want to do. But at the same token, they need the correct direction for that. And that's pretty much why I'm here. I mean, you know. We are human, we all make mistakes, and we do what we have to do. But at the end of the day, you know, you don't want that to take you under the railroad. You know, you want to do good and shoot for the stars.
Hey, I got a question for you.
What's up?
What's the best advice you can give to, like, single parents who, you know what I'm saying, trying to do the right thing?
Well, my best advice for single parents, I mean, especially, you know, since the unemployment rate is so bad right now, I mean, your main focus point should be your kids. And, you know, just focus on your kids, make sure they're happy, because they really don't understand economically of what's going on like the parents do, you know. And it's better just, like, you know, take your kids to the park and just spend time with them. Let your kids be your first and main priority, because at the end of the day, they're going to love you stronger than anybody else will.
Yeah.
I can dig that.
You know, you just gotta put your kids first. Sometimes, you know, it sucks. Sometimes as parents, we have to forget about ourselves. But in the same token, you know, we brought them in this world. They didn't ask to be here, and we gotta show them the best that they can get, so they can be better than we are. You know.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a full time job.
Say what you say.
Now I said being a parent is a full-time job.
That is correct. That is right. You are so right about that. And there's so many parents out here, you know, who really don't have family to look out for them, to help them with their kids when they got to go run and do things. And I mean, instead of, you know, falling under, we need to come together and figure out how could we do one thing to get to the next step to better ourselves as independent women and as independent men also, because we need more of those out here as well.
Exactly.
True, true, true.
How you feel, man? How you feel about that?
You know, I'm feeling it, man. Like I got a question though. Like, do you speak from experience, or like, is that like, you know people that did what you speak about?
Well, as I said once before, I am a single parent myself, but the friends that I've put around me and just looking in my environment and seeing so many different lives, I could really just step back and put myself on the outside and look in on who can do better or who's doing better or who's doing worse and why. And I sit back and I look at that. So it's really, to answer your question, it's kind of from experience, but a lot of things that I speak about is not necessarily something that I've gone through, but trust me, someone I know has been through it. So you know how they say you can't really feel someone's pain, but you do understand what they're going through.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, I can feel that.
Yeah.
So what, how long have you been a motivational speaker, Ashley?
Well, I haven't really been a motivational speaker for like a long, long time. I think I really became more into it after I had my daughter. And when I had my little girl, it kind of triggered a lot of emotions that wasn't really messed with, you know, that I really didn't think about. And, you know, so I guess she's 4 years old. You could say 4 years and counting, I guess, because I've always really been the leader of my group, or either the mommy of the group, whatever you want to call it. So, I mean, we all together, we all do good, and they've always told me motivational speaking is something that I could probably prosper in. So, you know, I do what I do.
Yeah, that's what's up. 4 years strong.
Say what?
I said you 4 years strong in it then.
Yeah, 4 years strong, and, you know, I want to do a lot of traveling, you know, just to places with poverty, like, I mean, especially how New Orleans got hit, and when, you know, when they had Hurricane Katrina, you actually never really understood too many struggles of what people were going through, you know, but when you start sitting back and looking at, listening to other people's stories, I mean, if they just had the right direction, like, you know, this is what you should do, and don't really focus on that, you know, and someone to just tell them, pretty much got them, like, a mommy that they never had, or even if they have a mommy or a bigger sister and they don't really focus on those points, you know, that's kind of what I'm here for. Because I know from experience, you know, you need people to lead you and guide you and tell you the correct thing, way to go about doing things, or, you know, you're pretty much going to be messed up at the end of the day.
True, true.
Yep.
I definitely feel that. I'm trying to see. Rosemary.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you're lying. Everything straight now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a little technical difficulty. Do you have any questions for Ashley as far as her motivational speaking?
Like, what would you tell a young single parent? Like, I know you talked about single parents in general, but, like, what would you tell, like, a young girl who's a single parent?
When you say young, how young?
Like, you know, we have a lot of teenage, you know, single parents.
Teenage
and,
pregnancies?
Oh, yeah. You know, the teenagers.
Well, the thing I would tell teenage parents is, you know, once you've had that child, you can't, just like they all say, you can't live in that kid frame mind. You grow up a little faster than you wanted to. And what I would tell them is you need to focus on your kids. You need to focus on doing better for yourself. See, my thing is when you have kids one time, don't continuously keep bringing children on yourself until you became in that next step of success where you can let those kids come in and live comfortably. You know, I hate to say it like this, but don't just keep laying on your back. You know, focus on your education and focus on getting your next step situated. So like I said, when those kids become older, that one child that you have, you can focus on that one kid more or less than having so many at one point and bringing a lot of stress on yourself. Because me as a single parent with just one little girl and still living at home, it's hard, even living at home. You know, so to the single parents who have to do it on their own, you know, the only thing I could tell them is you have to focus on self, focus on what you want to do for yourself and stay on that track. And don't let your friends that don't have the kids, don't let them bring you down. Because the ones without the kids, they don't really understand how hard it is until they get in that boat. You know, so they want to keep that same negative energy going. That's not always good all the time. And if you got those friends who respect their motherhood, those are the ones you need to keep on your team. But sometimes you got to drop people to get better. Sometimes you got to let people go to move on and do what you got to do with your life. Stay focused is my main thing. Focus is the thing that's going to get you there, you know. Having having your own self-esteem and confidence is what's going to get you there. Don't worry about what other people think or feel about you. Don't worry that you're part of the statistic, because there's plenty of people in all different categories that's part of the statistic that could jump out of it and become the next president. You know what I'm saying? So don't, you know, it's no excuse.
I got a question for you, Ashley.
What's up?
How do you feel about abortion and stuff like that?
Abortions, I feel that abortions are okay to a certain extent. You can get an abortion one time, okay? But once you do it that one time, I have a real big pet peeve of living that same lifestyle and then you wind up getting pregnant again. Now, that to me does not make any sense. But if you get abortion and, you know, you're trying to move forward with your life and, you know, not continue that same cycle that you've been doing, then I have respect for that. But people that want to fall in the same cycle and get pregnant again and just want to, you know, kill the child and then they still doing the same thing, I mean, I really don't have too much sympathy for that.
I really appreciate you sharing that with us, too, because that was very, very deep. I wasn't expecting you to get in deep with it.
Yeah, I know, right? And another thing that I feel as being single moms, I feel that if there is a father that's trying to do for their children or child, then don't push them out of your children's life because they don't want to have a stable relationship with the mother. You know, because I see a lot of young people out here who have babies and they have baby fathers who will put their shirt on the ground for their child's feet not to get dirty. But the parent, the mom, because he doesn't want to be with her, she uses that child against him. And she doesn't let him be the father that he needs to be. And I'm not with that. I think if y'all made the baby together and he don't want to be with you, you move on, but you let him be that child's father. Because please believe you are one of a million that's not being taken care, that doesn't have a father taking care of their child. So be thankful that you have a baby father that wants to step in and take that role. That's another thing.
Most stuff. That's definitely understandable, man. Like, hey, you really reached like every. I had like questions for you, but like you actually answered like all the questions that I had for you at the time.
Okay, good.
You know, just like
another thing, like, you know, if you are a mother to your kids, it's just like how they say it's a father and it's a baby daddy. Well, it's the such thing as being a mother and a baby mama, because as the same token, if a man is out there taking care of his child, a mother is supposed to be the nurturer. You're supposed to make sure your kids are well presented when they come out in the open. You make sure you clean their faces, keep their hair done when you got them in the open. And, you know, just be a mom. Don't, like me, I love to go to the club. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a saint, you know, and I like to have fun. But in the same token, when I come home at night, my baby's sleeping good, my baby's healthy, and she got clothes on her back and she's doing good, and I'm not just throwing her off on anybody, you know, so I feel that if you want to go to the club and you're not paying attention to your children, then you need to sit back and evaluate how you really live in your life and change it up very fast, because the world, the time, it don't stop for nobody. It continues to keep going, and I'm a true witness to that.
Yeah. Thank
you. Cool. What about, I still got Rosemary on the phone?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So Rosemary, actually, by the way, man, appreciate that. Stay tuned. I might got some more questions for you just in a second. Most definitely.
All right, good deal. I'm here.
Rosemary, what exactly do you do? Like, you want to tell the world exactly what you do? Rosemary. I'm actually getting feedback. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of getting feedback from your way. I'm sorry. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Are you able to hear her?
No, I can't hear her.
You want me to translate for you, bro?
Can you hear?
You want to translate, yeah?
Nah, man, I hear what you hear. Nah, I can't hear
her. Translate.
Okay, I just want to make sure the feedback is coming from that way.
Yeah.
So, how you feel about abortions, man? I gotta get your line straight.
To be honest, man, I ain't a big fan of abortions because I mean if you go lay down there and had a baby, you should at least be able to take care of the baby. Regardless of whatever you might be going through, you know what I'm saying? If you knew before you had decided to lay down there and have a baby, then decided to have unprotected sex or whatever, you should have knew beforehand that, you know what I mean? It's what you wanted, because anything can happen if you're doing stuff like that, you know what I mean? So ain't no use in killing a innocent baby just because you don't want it. At least had a baby and maybe put it up for adoption or something. Do something instead of taking the baby's life because the baby didn't ask to be here, you know what I mean?
True.
That's how I feel about it.
By the way, man, everybody listening, man, if y'all got any questions for anybody on the air right now, as far as our motivation speaker, Ashley, or you want to talk to the A-Team or myself, DJ Team, be sure to call in now. 718-664-6543. Make sure you do that. Go ahead and do that pronto, because we're here, you know what I'm saying? We want to get everybody's opinion heard, so, you know what I mean? We look forward to all the questions and all that, man. So just keep them coming, man. Let's try it again. Rosemary.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
There we go.
All right. There we go. All right. What do you say you do?
Well, I own my own promotion company, Miss Entertainment Productions, and I also have my own home-based business. So basically all I do is I help people make money and I help people save money on monthly deals.
Wow. Okay. And I've seen Young Millionaire Club. Exactly. What is Young Millionaire Club?
Well, actually, that is tied into my home-based business.
Okay. Okay, when you say a home-based business, what exactly is covering in your home-based business? What do you do for home-based?
Well, all I do is, like I said, I help people save money on their monthly bills, such as utilities and everything else. And if there's anyone out there who is interested in becoming their entrepreneur and want to have a home-based business, tired of punching the clock, please text Rosemary S to 55469, and you will have my personal contact information, and we can set up an appointment to go into details and get you started today.
Definitely. That's great. And how long have you been owning your own promotion company?
For a year now.
And has it been pretty successful?
Yes, it is being very successful. I've networked with a lot of great upcoming artists, and I'm going to continue to do it. So if there's any upcoming artists that need promotion, please contact me at the same information, Rosemary S 255469.
Most deaf. And by the way, man, I think you had told me previously that you also do alerts for people.
Yes, I do. I do have the text alerts for any party promoters, artists, or anything definitely needs to get on this product. It's the new thing. text plus mobile marketing.
Can you
explain what it is?
What
is the text for
the people that don't know?
Oh my goodness.
I'm back to the feedback, Rosemary. Are you there?
I have a question for Rosemary when she comes back in.
All right, Rosemary. Well, until she comes back, Rosemary, when you get back in, just mention my name, DJ Team. You already know, and I'll make sure we pick up where we left off, definitely. And Ashley, by the way, you said you got a question. Do you have any questions for my team?
No, not really, because you guys kind of answered them in our first meeting we had when we was talking at that one point. So I pretty much have you guys covered right now. I just, you know, like you guys, so I do want to know one thing, though, like with people, like upcoming artists, for example, do they call you guys or do they, like, how do they get in contact with you guys to let you know that they want you guys to air them online? I mean, you know, air them on the radio so they can hear what's coming with them, too. Like, how do new artists get in touch with you is what I should say.
All right. Well, for all the new artists out there that's listening, because I know I've seen a lot also that was tuning in, what you would do is you could either contact us on Facebook or you could just send your song and like a brief bio to classiccityrecords@gmail.com, and we'll definitely review it and see what we can do as far as, you know, getting it played or whatever. And as far as anything else, you can check our website out at www.classiccityrecords.com. We have a lot of like valuable information on there, so they definitely can network with us or any of our artists. You know what I'm saying? By the way, speaking of that, shout out to Kid Frankie, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
New artists we put on, you know what I mean? Well, shout out to Kid Savage, you know what I'm saying? By the way, that, you know. Oh, yeah, most definitely shout out to Khaki Av for that single On That Note, most definitely. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we network with a lot of upcoming artists.
Okay.
Yeah, so we just try to put everybody in our circle that really is trying to do something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Take heed to that, Athens, if you're listening.
Ask George to stand up.
All in.
I know, right?
Going down. Yeah, man. Basically, man, I know I got a lot of Athens listeners in here today, man. So, hey, what I'm trying to do, man, I'm trying to get y'all to stay tuned in, man. I want y'all to love the show, man. Stay focused, man. You know what I'm saying? For everything going on, man, I want to thank y'all, man, for calling in and showing love, man. Don't be, you know what I'm saying, scared to shout us out when you see us in the street, you know what I'm saying? You know who we are, you know what I mean? If you don't, we out with a group, you know what I'm saying? We always got team shirts on, so... You know what I'm saying? You can check out, the clubs. Everybody knows us, so yeah. Don't be afraid to go ahead and speak to us, man. We're trying to network with everybody out here right now, man.
Everybody.
Yeah, definitely, man. Who? You're actually collabing with somebody right now too, right?
Yeah, I'm working on a few tracks right now.
Yeah.
I ain't got nobody in particular at the moment, but yeah, probably hit soon though.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. And TL, what are you currently working on, man?
Oh man, you know, I'm doing my mixtape right now, and I'm also doing a joint mixtape with Picasso. We got a group called Digging and Mentality. And that mixtape gonna be called Minds on the Biggie, so look out for that.
Look out.
Definitely.
And you know. Hey.
Well, definitely, man. We got by the way, man, this year, man, we got various mixtapes dropping this year.
Very,
bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got plenty of them.
We got Money Don't Sleep.
Exactly. We got Mad Allergy.
Mad Allergy.
Got
what up?
Mind of a Maniac.
Mind of a Maniac.
For my environment, so you know what I'm saying.
You got Back in the Days.
Back in the Days, yeah.
Kid Frankie.
Got Savage Life, Kid Savage.
Yeah. I don't even know the name of my mixtape yet.
Hey, y'all, I'm Tyler right
Red
now.
Clay,
but, you know.
Huh?
Red Clay, is it?
Red Clay.
It was going to be Red Clay, but I don't even know yet, man. When I'm done with it, I slap. I throw something together.
Yeah, I feel you, man. We're gonna make sure we drop a little samples, you know what I'm saying? Let them feed them a little bit. Let them get the, you know what I'm saying, get the feel of it.
Definitely.
And go from there, you know what I'm saying? So, that's cool, man.
Do you guys have any more questions for me?
Actually, I might have one for you. Speaking of, you said you have a 4-year-old?
Yes, I do.
Not to get too personal or technical, but anything that you motivational speak on right now, is that like something you have experienced here recently through the growth of your child?
Recently, like you said, 4 years, like I told you, I've been, you know, thinking about doing this for 4 years and a little bit more. It has a lot to do with her. Because I started to understand that, you know, once I had her, when people was always saying, it's hard to have a kid, da-da-da-da-da, and I really realized on my behalf, from my experience, they say it's hard because it is hard to communicate with your children and to let them grow up into a world of people trying to lead them in the right direction. And nowadays, the generation after the 80s babies is just so... they jumping wild, and they just need people positively trying to tell them how to go about doing things. And my thing with my 4-year-old, you know, she just, you know, kids are so smart nowadays, you know. And with her, yeah, and with her, you know, it's just, I mean, you know, from the experience, from the people that's around her, from the people that she's going to be around when I'm not around, I just want her to know, you know, and I want other people to know. Morally, the other parents that parents and the kids that's going to school with my daughter, you know, because I want that generation to grow up and be successful and be doctors and lawyers and everything. And I just feel like, because it seems like now, you know, everybody is so focused on, I want to be rapper, I want to do this, I want to do that, and I want to be the next video vixen and all this and all that. But what happened to, I want to be a doctor when I grow up. I want to be a firefighter. I want to be a lawyer. I mean, you don't hear that no more. You
yeah,
know, so.
True. I definitely feel that.
I'm big for, like, trying to make in that $300,000 income a year, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, rapping
that.
Can do it for
yeah.
sure, but, you know,
yeah.
everybody,
yeah.
every that's not for everybody.
Most definitely, man. If anybody want to go ahead and comment on that, 718-664-6543. And actually, I think we got a caller on the line. So, Francine, what's up? Francine, you live.
Gotta go to the next caller.
Anyway, I definitely feel you though, Ashley, man. Real talk, man. I definitely feel you on that. They ain't, you know, like, it's crazy because, man, like, I just had a daughter myself, you know what I'm saying? But mine's only like 6 months ago. And, you know, of course, for everybody that don't know, me and my team make music, you know what I mean? And we throw parties, you know, we do a little managing there now and then, you know what I'm saying? We got our own company, so,
man.
You know, we got a lot we tied into as well, and it is hard, you know, as far as trying to do both. But I gotta give it to the fathers that actually do take time with their seed and also chasing the dream or whatever they're trying to do. I can respect that because I can't say anything about it because, I mean, I'm pulling the same weight, so I know how it is, man. We're trying to get it, man. Sometimes I don't even sleep, so, you know, I'm constantly mad at work, man. So, but before we go any further, you know what I'm saying, we're going to go ahead and we're gonna take it to commercial. So, Knight Rider, take it away.
Yeah, Kid Frankie in this bitch. Hawthorne Ave, it's a family. New season, new year. Classic City Records in this bitch, man. Yeah, man. Hit him with that hood. Let's go.
Number one, get it right, man.
Get it right.
When I seen I wanted the same thing.
I wanted that.
So this took come off because I know she know how to drive quick and lose control.
So we turn the lights off. First off, girl, won't you drop it to the flow? Bouncing real fast like you win the twerk show. Yeah, she can do it, girl, get into the money. Big booty duty, make that ass go dummy. No, I'm not kidding, let's take it to my room. Let me stick my doom in your badass chick, one of a kind. You working hard today, I'm talking 9 to 5. Plus, I didn't know little shot, it wasn't free. Turn the lights off and let's head to the sheet. We can light a candle like old school Teddy. Come on, baby girl, let's not be petty. Cupid came and shot me straight from above. I'm in love with that ass, get high like some dub. Down wanna fuck a boy just for the night. Put that lingerie on, then you turn off the light.
Number one is get it right, man.
Get it right.
And I seen I wanted the same thing.
I wanted that.
So this took come over cause I know. She know how to drop this and lose control.
So we turn the lights off. Lil' mom bad, and she know that. We gon' ride out, take a picture, call it Kodak. Girl, make it nasty if you a rude girl. Take it to my crib, we can call it Frankie's World. You a little freak, you're behind closed doors. And when you in my room, you know you on all fours. Courthouse, that pussy, it was bad as hell. Pussy was locked up, and so I paid the bill. Now I'm all in the cat, girl, like a swimming pool. Ain't no rules on this ride, girl, I eat it soul food. Girl, make it nasty if you a little freak. I wanna get you right, girl, so just let me be deep. Your body is amazing, make me do some things. Make me wanna hit a note I can't even sing. You wanna take a ride, just hop in my car. Get down with Frankie, live your life like a star.
Number one is get it right, man.
Get it right.
And I seen I wanted the same thing.
I wanted that, huh?
So this just come off because I know. She know how to drop this and lose control.
So we Turn the lights off.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573 or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You already know. 718-664-6543. Let's get it. Let's get it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all keep calling in, man. Keep calling in, man. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, man. Real talk. By the way, I think we got Nolan as I speak. Ebony, you're live.
Yo.
Oh. Ebony.
Yeah.
What's going on? What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
hey,
yeah, loud and clear.
How y'all doing, Ashley? Hi, everybody.
What
hi.
Up, what up?
I'm so excited to be on the radio with y'all tonight. My name is Ebony Rockstar. I am one of Classic City Records promoters for the A-Team. I'm really excited to be on their team. I need to do more. I really want them to be out there. I love everything about Classic City. Like, it's crazy. It's ridiculous. Athens is about to be on the map, and I'm so excited about that because I'm not from here, but I'm here now. It's not where you're from. It's where you're at, and I'm
That's
so
right.
proud to be at Athens right now. I'm so proud to be at Athens because I know y'all going to be on the map real soon. You got a lot of talent here that needs to be seen, basically. So that's it.
That's what's up, man. We appreciate you calling in and sharing that with us, man, by the way, man. Much respect to you for, you know what I'm saying, grinding hard with our movement. You know what I mean? By the way, Ashley is our new motivational speaker for Let's Face Reality. Do you have any questions for her?
I heard everything that Ashley said. I am like 100% with you. I am so happy that you are out here trying to talk to these young kids because I'm a young mother, you know, a young single mother myself. And everything you've been saying has been hitting the spot. I think this is what they need to hear. You know, you need to be loud for them to hear it. And you won't be
That's
talking to somebody. Somebody's listening. I promise you they are.
That's what's up, and I really hope they are. And I just hope that person that, you know, feels like, you know, this is the end, you know, or it's just getting too tough. I always know God don't give you more than you can handle. It's just the choices you choose. You have to deal with your consequences. And when you want to become into the motherhood of life, you have to man up or woman up, take heed, take the punches, and do what you got to do.
I like
yeah,
that. I like that.
Right.
Most deaf, man. Most deaf.
What's
oh,
up,
yeah,
Madman?
Yeah.
What's up, DJ T? How you doing?
What's up? I'm good.
I know I had to shout you out. It's good to hear y'all voice. You know what I'm saying? It's been a minute, but I'm still out here trying to work, you know what I'm saying, do what I got to do, make y'all be seen, make y'all be heard all day, every day. You know that.
That's what's up, man. I'm glad to hear that. By the way, man, speaking of Classic City on the map, man, I want to shout out to Tony B, you know what I'm saying, and the movement, you know what I mean, out there Aftermath. You know, this Saturday, if you ain't heard, get down there, it's going down, you know what I'm saying.
Going
yeah,
down.
Michael Montana coming down, you know what I'm saying, performing live.
Do it.
Let's make it happen, you know what I'm saying. You already know Team up in there. You already know.
Yeah.
You already know. So look out for the Team shirts. Straight up. Definitely. Definitely. Let's make it happen, man.
Okay.
I appreciate you calling in, Ebony.
All right. Thank you. Y'all have a nice night.
Bye, Ebony.
No problem.
Ashley. I'll talk to y'all later.
Superstar, right. Shout out.
Huh? I didn't hear you.
Oh, I just said shout out to Superstar.
I know. That's right. Thank you, babe. Bye. See y'all later.
Yeah, man. Appreciate everybody calling in, man. Y'all keep them coming. 718-664-6543. Now, I think we got Rosemary back on. What's up, Rosemary? You back?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Rosemary.
Yeah, loud and clear, loud and clear. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So, Rosemary, okay, can I ask you a question from Ashley over here?
Yeah, what's up, Ashley?
So you do like your at-home businesses and stuff, right? Well, you know, with the economy being so bad and stuff, you know how they always got, like, 10 brochures and letters mm-hmm. from home, make, like, $500 a week. Should I ignore that? Because I a lot of money and stuff like that, and I'm still not making $1,500 a week. I need to stop, right, Rosemary?
Right. Well, actually, with home-based businesses, you have to documentation these conversations any day. So you need to make sure they're heavily documented, definitely research, and because there's a lot of scams out there. The company that I'm with is FiveLink. Our company is very heavily documented, and actually you actually meet people who actually do FiveLink. It's not just like you sign up and get a whole bunch of stuff in the mail, open it, you're excited, and get no money. It's not like that. You know.
Yeah, I had to learn that one the hard way. So y'all hear it out there. Lead at $500 a week where it's at and apply for McDonald's instead.
Or either that, or do what you got to do, man, and check out Rosemary. Try to get some help.
Exactly.
Let her lead you in the right direction.
Most definitely. Hey, man, it's crazy, man. You be got folks out here, man, do crazy stuff, man. I mean, they try to scam you, man. Speaking on scams, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna bring somebody in right quick and see if they can speak on that. You know what I'm saying? Khaki, you live.
Yo, Khaki.
Hello.
What's up?
Yo, what's happening with you, man?
What's good? Y'all already know, man. Just trying to network, man, to keep me going, you know. Trying to get all these folks tuned in and stay tuned in, keep them entertained. What's up with you?
Not too much, man. Just getting things ready. We got a show out in Long Beach tomorrow, you know, so we just working, man.
Cool, man. That's what's up, man. Much respect to y'all, too, man. By the way, man, for y'all that don't know, you know what I'm saying, the first song played on that note was actually a song written by Khaki Al. So shout out to them. You know what I'm saying, Khaki Al, you know, you can tell them a little bit about that, man, about y'all's group, Khaki Al.
First off, you know what I'm saying, we appreciate y'all, you know what I'm saying, spending the records that we send y'all, man. That's much love. And,
yes, man, no problem.
We kind of were networking with our boy from he's out in Florida, you know what I'm saying? He sent us the record. He laid down the hook, and it's really about, like, you've been going through stuff with your female, and it's kind of like, on that note, this is where we left off. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of a lot of personal situations we addressed in that song as far as what we're going through in our lives, which I've been listening to y'all conversation, and basically about with the children and baby mamas, and I can relate to a lot of it because I got a little 3-year-old girl, and the mother and I are currently not together, so balancing music and quality family time with my daughter is definitely a struggle, you know what I'm saying? And so a lot of that I can relate to, but really it's about trying to get things right with your significant other that you're having problems with. That's what the song is really about.
Stuff, man. I can dig that, man. And how does management work as far as the tracks go and produce?
The management?
Yeah, like you want to shout out your management team or anything? Like, I'm trying to know about, like.
Well, our management team is based in Alaska. Enter 907 Live is the company.
Okay.
But as far as the music goes, we pretty much manage what we make. We reach out to different producers reach out to us, and we decide whether or not we want to work with the tracks that we're given.
Okay, cool, man. Speaking of that, man, I was asking because we're actually, you know, we're trying to see if you want to network on a couple of tracks, you know, and put them out to the world as well. So
Oh, yeah, we can definitely do something, you know what I'm saying? Just we can either send y'all something or y'all can send us something either way and just get them in the email and we can get them done ASAP.
Cool. With it. Definitely with it, man. And I definitely, man, by the way, man, I appreciate y'all tuning in tonight, man, and, you know what I'm saying, showing y'all support, man. That's real, man.
Oh, no, that's love, you know what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all having us, man.
No problem, man. You know how it goes, man. Y'all had us on y'all too, man. So, hey, just bring back that love, man. We here, man.
No doubt.
Definitely, man. Hey, A-Team, do y'all have any questions for Cocky F?
Yeah.
Hey, Cocky F, hey. Go ahead, man.
Now you got it.
How long you been doing music, man?
Well, Cocky Ave is a group. Together, we've been doing music about, 8 years now.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, we've been grinding for a minute.
And where y'all from?
I'm from Bakersfield, California, and my boy Slick that's in the group with me, he's from Compton, California.
Okay, huh?
That's cool.
And did y'all got a show in Long Beach? Tell the world about that, man.
We got a show out in Long Beach tomorrow night, actually. It's for the Get Money or Stay Broke tour out at the Cohiba's nightclub in Long Beach, California. And it's almost like a showcase. It's supposed to be quite a few performers. And we're pretty much showcasing for a few A&Rs from a few different record labels.
That's what's up, man. Definitely, man. Fuck with that, man. And you know what I'm saying? Much respect. Much respect, man. By the way, man, I know we got...
Excuse me?
Well, I was just...
Now, what you
going to
say? What the next stop on the tour?
Where's the next stop on the tour?
Actually, I'm not sure where their next stop is. I think they basically book just different acts for every city that they stop in, and we're just booked for that one stop in Long Beach.
All right.
Cool. All right, man. Yeah, man. I know we got 7 more minutes, man, before we, you know what I'm saying, had to close up, man. You know what I'm saying? By the way, man, I want to shout out to everybody. I appreciate everybody that's calling in, man. You know what I'm saying? Most definitely. Before we go too much further, I'm going to have to get ready to take it to commercial. So, Night Rider, don't drop that track.
See y'all.
Yeah. Kid Frankie in this bitch. Hawthorne Ave, it's a family. New season, new year. Classic City Records in this bitch, man. Yeah, man. Hit him with that hood. Let's go.
Get it right.
I was at 15.
banks in the tub, dollars in the shower. You put your hoes in it, become dirty flowers. And all straight niggas, all straight out power. And I'm getting served like it's in Tennessee. And I'm from the south, you see straight G. And all the niggas hang with like me. Them hoes be hollering, and we say we frontin'. And why you niggas frontin'? And we getting money.
Money.
You better build it. Homeboy coming up, nigga. We just tryna get to the cash, motherfucker.
Yeah,
bitch, I'm live in the West. I be up in the streets like HIV. Cause bitch, I'm a G, I keep the strap on me. Don't worry about it, everything on me. Cause bitch, I'm live, bitch, on the bomb. Bitch, I'm realer than you ever could be. Cause bitch, I'm live, bitch, on the bomb. Bitch, I'm realer than you ever could be. It's your boy S, I'm about to take off. The paint so wet, the leather so soft. The girl on me, my leather so soft. Back to the crib, we can kick it like Liu Kang. Where the ball's at?
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Taylor Made, man, out of Florida. You know what I'm saying? Gotta most definitely do that, man. You know what I'm saying? For that track right there, man.
That was stupid, man.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm live. Bitch, I'm the bomb.
Hey, who else they got online with me right now? Who else they got?
You got Ashley on him.
Yeah,
you
got
TL.
Hey,
yeah. Hey. Hey, Les, definitely.
Yeah, I'm here.
Rosemary.
Oh, I still got it. I still got it. Okay.
Hey, team, I think we definitely should give a shout-out to those families in Colorado who lost their families, their brothers, sisters, cousins, uncles.
Oh, most of them.
Yeah,
shout-out,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Y'all keep y'all heads up. For real, man. That was some crazy stuff that happened over there, man. My prayers up to y'all families, man.
Definitely,
man. We got two more minutes, man, before we wrap, man. So anybody want to get any last words in before we get ready to wrap it up?
Well, as Ashley will always say, keep your head up, ladies and gentlemen, man, y'all. Do what y'all got to do for them kids, because at the end of the day, them kids look at y'all fathers like heroes, so y'all definitely need to take care to your kids, put them first.
Yeah.
Mommies, y'all keep doing the best thing y'all can do, and just everybody keep your head up.
That's
hard times right now.
Yeah, man, I need to give another shout-out, man, to Kaki Ave, man. My fault if you feel like I had to cut you short, man. Our next show, man, I'm definitely try to get you in there earlier. That way we can actually discuss more on air. You know, I appreciate you calling in, man, and showing love, man, most stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? So, but, hey, man, y'all go ahead and add us on Facebook, man. Facebook.com/ManiacTheRapper. Facebook.com/MadmanTheRapper. You know what I'm saying? TL.
/ Tremont Laquan. TREMONLEKWON.
That's love. And Facebook.com. Ashley, what's your shout out real fast?
My shout out?
Yeah, for
My Facebook, you can just look me up on Ashley Harvey. I mean, I don't really, you can go to my email, harveyashley89@yahoo.com, if you need to send me anything. Ladies, I mean, I talk to you. You can definitely send me your email, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Facebook me, request a friend. I definitely confirm
definitely.
It. And
I appreciate everybody calling in, man. Y'all tune in next Wednesday. I mean, damn. 2 weeks from now, man, Wednesday, man, 8 p.m. Let's go.
Yeah, PCR.
Yeah.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.